Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself on a wondrous beach. The skies are blue, just a few clouds up in the sky. You can feel the ocean breezes on your skin and on your face. And as you stand by the water's edge, perhaps you can see a kite off in the distance. You can hear the sounds of the water as it comes up and it laps up against the shore. You can see seagulls off in the distance. Take a deep breath of the ocean air. It seems so cleansing. You can feel the sand beneath your toes. The wet sand, the cool sand. As you sit down at the water's edge now, I want you to imagine taking a stick in your mind's eye. Now in a moment, you're going to begin writing the numbers 100 on down in the sand, not yet. And when you do, with each number you write, you'll inhale. And then on the exhalation, you'll imagine in your mind's eye a wave coming up and washing that number. Now, with every number you write, I want you to allow your physical body to relax more and more. Just relaxing your physical body now. Now, inhale and write the number 100. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 99. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 98. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 97. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 96. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Now just allow the numbers to appear, without your even having to write them. Inhale. 95. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale. 94. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale. 93. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Now just allow all the numbers and all the counting to disappear, to wash right out of your mind. Washing it all right out of your mind, letting it go, letting it go, letting it go. Now I want you to imagine yourself standing at the top of a spiral staircase, going down. Now in a moment, not yet, but in a moment you'll begin down those stairs. And as you do, I want you to allow your physical body to relax more and more with every step that you take. So just go ahead and begin down those stairs right now. Hearing the sound of your footsteps as you descend, looking through your own eyes. Using the handrail to guide your way down, feeling safe, feeling relaxed. Going all the way down now. Dreaming and drifting, dropping, falling. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. All the way down, 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 down. Going down, deeper and deeper, relaxed. Deeper and deeper, relaxed. All the way down, 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 down. That's right, very good. Continuing down that stairway. Realizing that you can relax your physical body more and more with every step. You can also relax your mind more with every step. If any thoughts come into your mind, you can just allow them to drift away like clouds on a breezy afternoon. Going down deeper and deeper now. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Very good. All the way down. to the bottom. Excellent. As you arrive there now, imagine that you see before you the bed of your dreams. It's a magical bed. It's a wondrous bed. And it seems to be calling you. So as you begin to cross the room, you can hear the sound of your footsteps as you do, to approach the bed, because you know it's time to go inside once again. So as you pull back the covers and go inside the bed, just notice how comfortable it feels. You pull the covers back up over you, and the moment you set your head down to touch the pillow, it seems to sink into the pillow and you begin to dream. Dreaming and drifting, dropping, falling, dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling, dreaming, drifting. You begin to dream a wondrous dream. Now, if your conscious mind wants to listen in, that's okay. But I'd really like to speak to your unconscious. Your unconscious right now. Your conscious mind may listen in, or it may just choose to dream and drift and drop and fall. But now, I'd like to speak directly to your unconscious now. I'd like to suggest that each and every day, in every way, you're embracing the principles of leadership. The principles that will allow you to become an outstanding leader. Somebody with the ability to create synergistic relationships. Realizing now that that's the key to true power. True success in life is that ability to assist others to get what they want most. Realizing now that synergy in relationships allows you to create much more than any one individual could ever dream of creating. When you can get 10, 20, 30, or even 100 people conspiring for your success. That's true synergy. And that's the secret to producing results far beyond that of any one individual. So you're embracing principles of human relations, knowing that these are the tools of creating outstanding relationships. For creating these types of relationships. So now, you're becoming a good listener. You encourage the people around you to talk about themselves, realizing that that's when they feel most comfortable. I mean, think about it for a moment. What do people most like to talk about? It's oftentimes themselves. So you're a good listener, and you pride yourself in your ability to be a good listener. You're developing that skill, and it feels good to do so, realizing that listening is the key to being a sparkling conversationist. When you think of the people that have been known as good conversationists, they're oftentimes the people that listen most and do very little talking. So instead, you let the other person do a great deal of the talking. You're a good listener, and you encourage others to talk about themselves. You're a good listener, and you encourage others to talk about themselves. And you pride yourself in the skill that you're developing now. I want you to imagine yourself in a conversation with somebody you might be speaking with in the future. Imagine yourself there now, so you're looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being right there. And notice that they're the ones that are talking more. You're listening. And notice how good that makes them feel, to be held in such esteem that somebody would listen to them. And notice how good it makes you feel, the feelings of pride that you feel welling up inside, because you're improving your ability to be a great, sparkling conversationalist. And you notice you don't even have to say much at all. You just listen, and you encourage them to talk about themselves. Notice how good that makes you feel inside, to be mastering these tools of conversation and interpersonal communication. You realize now the importance of talking in terms of their interests. So you allow that individual to talk about the things that interest them. Then you ask them questions about that which they're interested in. And you notice that that's the key to getting that person to talk about themselves. So the entire conversation centers around their interests. Because you are asking them questions about their interests, and you're listening. And what's interesting is that you find that person wanting to know more about you as a result. See, by your not giving it away, they want to know more about you. By revealing very little, they have that desire to learn more. I mean, think about it. Haven't you ever been with somebody who just incessantly talked about themselves and you just wanted to get away from them? Well, you're using the opposite strategy now. Instead, you don't talk at all about yourself. You're a good listener. You encourage others to talk about themselves, and you talk in terms of their interests. You ask them questions about the things that they're interested in. Imagine yourself doing that now. And notice the reaction. As that person is held in high esteem, notice how they react with you as a result. Notice the feelings of pride you have inside, allowing them to talk about what they're interested in. And as you're developing that magnetic charisma that at one time you might have thought was just a talent or a gift that people were born with. Instead, you realize now that it's something that's developed. And you develop that by becoming a good listener, by encouraging others to talk about themselves. Your tools are the tools of questioning that allow you to talk in terms of the other person's interests. Because you're a good listener, and you pride yourself in your listening abilities. You're a good listener, and you pride yourself in your listening abilities. You also look, whenever you're communicating with somebody else, to make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. You realize now that the more important somebody feels when they're with you, the more positive a feeling they have associated to being around you and being involved with you. So you look to make others feel important, and you do it sincerely. You look to make them feel important and do it sincerely. One of your tools for doing that is you look inside, into the very heart, into the very soul of every individual you come in contact with, and you see their inner magnificence. Instead of seeing them as they are, you look and you see all that they have the potential of becoming, their true inner magnificence, that true unlimited potentiality within them. When you look at people, you see that within them. Now, this is a trait that true leaders have had since the beginning of time, the ability to look into another individual and see that true potentiality. And then you give a person a fine reputation to live up to. So you communicate your vision of potentiality to them, whether it be through your language or other ways, or through your behaviors even. You give that person a fine reputation to live up to. You weave that dream, you paint that picture of true potentiality that you see in them. Perhaps you could even let them know that that's who you see them as now. You see them for all the potential that they have of becoming. That's what you see them as. And as a result, those individuals then step up to the plate. You realize that this is one of your most powerful tools for coaching and mentoring the people around you to live up to their true potential. So you look into every individual, you see their true potentiality, and then you weave that vision for them. You paint that picture, and you give them a fine reputation to live up to. Imagine yourself now with another individual, anybody with whom you'd like to improve your communication. One specific person. Imagine looking into their heart, looking into their soul, and seeing their true potentiality, all that they're capable of becoming. And now, imagine communicating that to them, painting that picture for them, weaving that vision, and letting them know that that's what you see them as right now. You give them that fine reputation to live up to. And notice how that makes them feel inside. Notice that you ignite that spark within them. You fan it. And notice that they too can then step up to the plate. Many people who have created outstanding results in the world talk about somebody who saw that potentiality in them and encouraged them with that belief. Well, you're developing now that trait and attribute of leaders, because you look at everybody and you see that and you encourage their unlimitedness. in your interpersonal communications, you always now show respect for other people's opinions. You never say you're wrong or create conflict inside your communications. Instead, you show respect for their opinions, even if you disagree. You find the points that you do agree with, and you point those out before you begin, because you realize the value of beginning in a friendly way. So rather than saying you're wrong when you're communicating with other people, you show respect for their opinion. You find those points that you agree with and you point those out before beginning and showing your side. You never say you're wrong. In this way, you allow the other person to save face, and as a result, you become a powerful communicator who people want to align with. So instead of saying you're wrong, you find those points of that person's communication that you agree with. You point those out, allowing the other person to save face, and then you share your own opinion. So, in this way, you show respect for other people's opinions, and this makes you a magical communicator. So from this moment on, you never say you're wrong. You allow the other person to save face. You allow them to save face. You point out the points of their communication or what it is that they're saying that you agree with. You show respect for the other person's opinion. And as a result, things work out the way you want them to. Because you show respect for other people's opinions. You show respect for their opinions. Very good. Very good. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. As I count from 5 to 1, you'll begin to awaken 20% each way, locking these suggestions deep at the unconscious level, in such a way that they can change your behaviors, perhaps without your even having to think about it. Haven't you already begun to make the changes at the unconscious level? Create new neurological connections that will take you in the direction that you want to go, that you deserve to go, that the universe is demanding for. 5, beginning to awaken now. Locking these suggestions deep at the unconscious level. 4, coming all the way up, feeling a sense of vitality and alertness returning to your body. 3, coming back up into the room. 2, excited to look at the world through new eyes, the eyes of a leader. And 1, all the way up now, wide awake, wonderfully refreshed, wide awake.